Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoops.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's talk to Stefan, who is in Atlanta. Stefan, welcome to After Hours.
Hey, I just wanted to not really comment on everything, but I'm an Army Ranger. We are Army, and we listen to your show. And thank you for keeping us just in thought and just us being able to just listen to your show and to have something outside of this war.
Where were you, sir, when you were deployed?
Afghanistan.
And you listened to the show there?
Yeah, I mean, because we had the portable radio, and the only thing we could listen to was this station.
Well, I'm glad that we could offer you a piece of home and that we could keep you company.
That's pretty much what we had to listen to. I mean, it's better than nothing, but I mean...
Yes, it is.
That's what we had.
I appreciate that resounding support, Stefan. And you now that you're home and you don't have to listen, I hope you'll still continue to turn in.
Oh, no, I didn't listen to it.
Okay,
see, the guys were just like, oh, woman don't know nothing about no sports.
Like, yeah, she does.
Like, oh, listen to it. She does.
She does. No. Thank you for your years of service, Stefan. That means a lot to me personally. I appreciate it.
No, it's not a problem.
This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence. Country roads, take me home to the
place I belong. West Virginia, Mountain Mama. Good morning to you. I hope you're able to get home. Considering what's happening around our country right now, it could be challenging. If you're just waking up, oh my goodness, I can't wait to send a text to my brother who is probably awake by 6:15, maybe even earlier, 6:15 Eastern time. He is in cybersecurity. That's his area of expertise, is security. He works for a company and that's all he does. Both sides of it, actually, both helping companies as well as trying to prevent attacks. And it's his wheelhouse, and he's going to wake up and find out that there is a major IT outage across the globe, actually, but we know for sure affecting us in the United States. It's linked to the antivirus software CrowdStrike. Antivirus. It's a security company, CrowdStrike, and it's caused all kinds of chaos for industries around the world. How about this? Delta, United, and American Airlines have all grounded their flights this morning. Grounded them. And if they're in the air, they've got to land. That's three of the major airlines. I can't imagine that all the others are still able to operate, but those are the ones that have been identified. And they're the ones that reached out to the FAA to ask for a ground stop. So cybersecurity issues, a security company, CrowdStrike, linked to problems at banks, airlines, media companies like ours. We just thought it was our old dumpy equipment. Supermarkets, 911 centers, hospitals. So somehow it affected Microsoft, and that's turned into a huge issue for companies across all kinds of industries.
Well, it can't be affecting all banks.
No, not...
I got my text this morning that my Odyssey check hit. I was like, aha!
No, I don't think it's affecting any one industry. completely. That's the thing. It's kind of hit or miss or random. I'm sure there's a whole lot of computers that are connected in some way or another. But yeah, this is pretty crazy. Again, cybersecurity platform CrowdStrike is down. And what we've heard is that it was an update that caused everything to crash. So it's IT problems, Microsoft issues, 911 outages, disruptions with international airlines, banks, and media outlets. So there's a ground stop. If you were heading to the airport or you have an airline or a ticket and you have a way to communicate with the airline, if you're supposed to fly on Friday, I would wait until you have the all clear. Don't head to the airport and just sit there, because I can imagine that's going to be chaos as well. You might have better luck trying to reschedule or rebook or wait at home as opposed to waiting in an airport. And if you're already there, man, that stinks. That's also my idea of worst case scenario. But we're with you, and you are weighing in from all over the country and north of the border, letting us know that you hear us loud and clear. Now, some of you have had technical issues on your end, whether it's the commercials not playing. Now, that could be because many of the stations that you're listening to are automated, meaning a computer takes a cue, a tone from us here at network headquarters. And when, in this case, Colton presses a particular button on his computer or his soundboard, that triggers the cue and the tone to all of these automated stations that are around the country. If that tone doesn't go, or the computer system is not functioning and firing properly, then that tone never plays, which means the computer in your city or the computer that's running the station you listen to then doesn't fire the commercial breaks, right? So you may not realize that a lot of the stations that you're listening to are automated, especially in the late night or overnight hours or early morning. It's one way that our industry has changed so much because radio stations and radio networks and media companies are tightening belts. They're laying off and cutting people wherever they possibly can and going more and more to computer systems, being more reliant on computers. And because of that, an outage like this or a glitch, an issue like this, well, it'll certainly affect whether or not the computers at various radio stations and media companies are firing properly. All of that, I know that was a little bit of shop talk there. I hope I explained it well. But all of that means that we're in the same boat with you are. And we want to know, we continue to ask you if you can hear us, if we're on the air. Where are you? How are you listening? That's the question. At A-Law Radio, and then on our Facebook page, After Hours with Amy Lawrence. We actually tried shutting off one of the computers, but it did not reboot. We've got others that give us a blue screen that says restart, and then you try restarting. It first pulls up the page that would seemingly be that screen where you can type in your password and all is right with the world, and then it just stops and reboots again and goes back to the dreaded blue screen. What's worse, dreaded blue screen or just a blank screen?
Definitely blank screen.
Because then you don't know. Wait, the engineer's there. Ask him if we have any updates. Hi, Justin. He's still in there playing with the mouse, trying to see whether or not things are going to work. I can see that his brain is furiously working. Are we still on the Zoom call with all the engineers now? Thumbs up.
Yes, indeed.
Yes, we are, he says. In fact, as I said it, he got this big grin on his face. So yeah, Zoom call is still ongoing 2 hours later. There's still it's an all call for engineers here at Odyssey trying to figure out how to navigate the issues. So some of you Amazon centers, I know that many of you have been sent home or your computers aren't working too. We are all in the same boat, but man, I'm glad that I'm not flying this weekend. Flew 2 weeks ago. Last weekend we were on the road. We did a road trip instead. So glad I'm not flying this weekend. Tiger Woods is going the wrong way. He's already on the course round two with the Open Championship Royal Troon in Scotland. Now he is standing over a birdie putt on what I believe is his third hole. But get this, he bogeyed one and bogeyed two. It does not look warm there, but it's not windy. I do not see the same wind impacts that we saw yesterday. And it's definitely not raining. So he's already dropped two strokes on the first two holes of his second round, which more than likely means he's not going to make the cut. But this time, you can't blame his physical body because he actually says that he's feeling pretty good when it comes to the muscles and some of the joints, maybe the issues that he's faced in the past.
Yeah, I'm physically feeling a lot better than I did at the beginning of the year. After the end of last year, it was tough, and then I haven't played a whole lot. And I think that, you know, as the year has gone on, I have gotten better. I just wish I could have played a little bit more. But I've been saving it for the majors just in case I do something pre-major and then take myself out of it. So hopefully next year I'll be a little bit better than this year.
That is such a tough dilemma for Tiger. He is forced to pick and choose. Remember, we were told that he might participate and enter one tournament a month. Like, that's really all we could expect of him, but it's not even been that. And what he's telling us is that he can't even golf in the tune-ups. So, for instance, the Scottish Open leads right into the Open Championship, and this year would have been really valuable because Royal Troon is in Scotland. And to get used to the fescue grasses and the links-style course, the winds and the rain and just the weather this time of the year in Scotland, it could be beneficial to go out and golf in a tournament that's not that far away the week before. But what he's saying is, I can't do that because I can't take the risk that I'm going to tweak a muscle or hurt some part of me, that I'm going to use up all the energy and the good feeling in my body the week before, that I'm going to somehow tweak a muscle or have some issue before the majors. And so what he's doing is going into the majors blind. Now, it doesn't mean he doesn't know the course. It doesn't mean he's not practicing at all. But often, and I've heard this before from golf pros, often it's the difference between being good at your job, in this case golf, and being great at it is just repetition. It's just practice. It's reps. I tell my students at Syracuse, you know how you get better, how you develop your own style and your own voice? You practice. You talk. Even if it's into your own phone, even if it's recording a podcast on a computer and listening back to it, reps are what help you get more comfortable. Reps give you the edge, and then you develop that muscle memory. And sure, Tiger still has the mental capacity. He's got the wisdom. He's certainly got the experience, but he's not getting a lot of the practice and the reps, which means his touch, his feel, his rhythm, that's gone. And so maybe there's a chance he can get out there and he can golf an incredible round once every 6 months. But over the course of 4 days, no way. No way can he compete with the golfers who are out there practicing and playing day in, day out, week in, week out. That's the issue. He has to decide between practicing and playing in tournaments, skipping the tune-ups so that he can be available and be healthy for the majors. So at this point, it's just about him having the chance to compete on the first 2 days. And this will be the third consecutive major in which he's missed the cut. Meanwhile, Shane Lowry's crushing it. He's already moved to -6. Or was he at -6? Hold on. I think pretty sure Shane Lowry's out there now. He is. So he's moved to -6. Daniel Brown, who is the leader after the first round, he's also sitting at -6, but doesn't tee off for another hour. Justin Thomas, he's at -3, so now 3 strokes back. He's a little bit later in the morning as well. So we're keeping our eyes on it, but knowing that Tiger Woods isn't going to make the cut, barring some miracle, he's already dropped a couple of shots to start his round, though he did save par at -3. As for Rory, we're not going to see him until a little bit later, but this was supposed to be his bounce back, right? He actually performed really well at the Scottish Open. If I remember correctly, he was tied for 5th. He was part of that leaderboard on Sunday. But to navigate the conditions at the Open on Thursday, it's not as though he was the only one, but he admits that he wasn't able to adjust the way he needed to.
You play your practice rounds, you have a strategy. that you think is going to help you get around the golf course. But then when you get a wind that you haven't played in, it starts to present different options, and you know, you start to think, you know, about maybe hitting a few clubs that you haven't hit in practice. And yeah, just one of those days where I just didn't adapt well enough to the conditions.
Same conditions that everybody else is playing in. I mean, that's the thing about golf, is any of these guys at any point can rattle off the round of their lives and can fire off a 62. But how consistent can you be? And then thinking about the rain and the wind, I was talking about this yesterday morning. It blows me away sometimes that golfers that are as good as they are can still have blow up rounds or blow up holes like we can. And whether or not that sometimes makes the rest of us feel better. Misery loves company, right? But yeah, these guys, they're playing on golf courses that are so hard, most of us wouldn't even be able to get around them in 200, much less under 100. And then you throw in the rain and the wind, especially if, as Rory points out, you haven't been able to practice in those conditions. So we'll watch. We'll see what happens. But you better enjoy your Rory and your Tiger now, because I'm not sure they're going to be around for the weekend, which is, I think it's pretty stunning on Rory's end. This was going to be his opportunity for redemption, get back on the horse, right, after the collapse at the end of the U.S. Open. I don't know. Is that more disappointing because you came so close to winning your fifth major? Or is this more disappointing? In the British Isles, in Scotland, you don't even make the cut? Ouch. There's no chance for redemption there if you don't make the cut. So I know he had said he'd been golfing really well and he felt like he was close. But we haven't seen this kind of a round from, or we hadn't seen that kind of a round from Rory in a major in quite a while. All right, online, you can find us on Twix, A-Law Radio. Where and how are you listening? We're trying to track if we're having issues around the company and around the country. And then also on our Facebook page, too. Well, see, it's unfair to send me a picture of a really cute dog. Oh, heavens. Jeff fires off a photo. It's early in the morning in Florida, but he says it's all good in Southwest Florida. And he's got an adorable, I mean, it looks like Chewbacca. It looks like a mini Chewbacca with some white fur instead of all brown fur. Oh, my. Stop it distracting me with cute pictures of dogs. I'm glad you're doing well, though. I say nothing is a better cure for a power outage or having your airline or your flight grounded than a really amazing, cute little dog with a fluffy tail and ears that look like Chewbacca. Oh, it's After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoops.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, I don't know if you thought maybe I got locked out, like my key card might not work anymore. So I was doing some investigating out in other parts of the building, which is why I'm running back in here. Here's a couple things that I encountered, a couple people I encountered, actually. One woman working in the other side of the building for a local New York news station, a little flustered because there, she said, not only are we having technical issues, our issues are having issues. And then she said, I tried to kind of ease the stress a little bit. She was oozing stress in the bathroom. And I tried to ease the stress a little bit by saying, well, I suppose our media issues are mild compared to flights being grounded. Oh, she snapped back immediately. No, because people don't know their flights are grounded if we have media issues. Good point, I said. Have a nice day. And then walked out. She was a little stressed. So that was one. And then I decided I would go and see if the coffee machines were working because, you know, it's a Friday morning and people need coffee. Actually, no, I went to get a spoon in the kitchen and I encountered Andrew Bogish, who will be part of the show that follows us here, Maggie and Perloff. Andrew is one part of their crew and does the updates. And he didn't realize that we were having technical difficulties at all. He wanted to know, and I quote, "How are you on the air right now?" So, Colton, how are we on the air right now?
We're on the air. I don't know. I don't ask questions Colton above just my... These are questions above my paid grade.
Colton, well, heavens, if that's how we measure it. Colton just gave me the shrug emoji. It was perfect. It was the shrug emoji. Yeah, so we know that one of the computers in the control room is working. One of them is working in here, but two of them are not.
Isn't that funny, though? That's
it is weird.
Nico,
it's pick or miss.
And Ryan back there in the newsroom right now, none of them had any idea this was going on.
No. Ryan and Nico walked in and had no clue. Yeah. We needed to tell them. Because the two computers they sat at still have access to the production. And the one that you need, they're in studio. But the other computers are not working, which is crazy.
Yeah. But what I just find it interesting that they had no idea is that, I don't know, first thing in the morning I always do, at least when I wake up, it doesn't even matter what shift I'm working, it doesn't matter. First thing I do is I check Twix. I always check it.
If something's happening?
Yeah, just whether it be some soccer news or something.
To see if there's any breaking news.
Like, I always check it. That's my like news outlet, and if you checked it this morning, you would have seen that this is going on right now.
Yeah, no doubt. Or if you turned on our show, which I kind of feel like should be a requirement of the business, just kidding. It's starting to become more and more prominent on social, but that's what Andrew said, that he saw one note about it but didn't realize it was so big because it wasn't getting a lot of response. But I think now maybe it's not getting as much play or wasn't because they didn't have access to their computers. Why is it, though, this is unfair, that the one computer I need, there's two in the newsroom working, but the one computer I need because of what I have stored on it in another side studio is not working. That is wrong, as in wrong. But you know what? We're 30 minutes from the weekend, and it is a payday, so I'm not going to get stressed about it. How about that?
I think...
Put that in your pipe and smoke it.
There you... How about that? How about that? See, you just all roll reverse here.
No,
can't
I
get
just,
all hot like the lady in the
oh man,
bathroom.
She snapped. Like snapped back at me. So I decided that I wasn't going to
It's a Friday. It's not worth
it. Take it personally. Well, no, it is. If she's just getting started, right? So maybe she's got a different shift than we do and she's just getting started.
I'll say for you.
She's gonna have to deal with this.
I'll say for you, it's not worth going back at her like, oh, you know, I've only dealt with it this morning. You know, I've had to talk the whole first hour pretty much because Ward knows if the brakes were playing or not. So
that's
all right. Everyone will get over it.
Benjamin says, I'm in Claremont, California, listening on the Odyssey app while working at my gas station. The internet seems fine here. That's good news. I'm glad to know. And actually, it doesn't feel like the internet is really getting the hit. There's a few outages, but it's more about the software that runs some of the technology and the equipment that people need. For instance, Amazon centers had to shut down. Others of you are saying that your computers at work are infested or infected. Ours, we have some, the majority that are not working, they're not available, but a couple of them that are, which is weird. Paul says, Dallas, Texas, alive and well. Y'all can do something about the heat too, right? Yes. Yes, we'd be happy to help you out. So we are getting your tweets as well as your Facebook posts from all over the country and in Canada, which is pretty darn cool. Thank you for that. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence. It's a Friday. It's going into the weekend. That kind of helps us in terms of dealing with the stress. However, there are going to be a lot of people with airports that are just, I can't even think about that. That's going to stress me out and I'm not even going, just thinking about the number of people that could be stranded or not. So why don't we talk about Russell Westbrook? I mean, it seems like an easy segue. Why not? Russ apparently is on the move again. I'm going to have to go and count the number of teams that Russell Westbrook has played for or will have played for by the time he gets to his new home, which is the Denver Nuggets. What? Nikola Jokic stumped for Russell Westbrook to be a Nugget. They want extra beef in the backcourt. they want another body, another quality guard in the backcourt. And as much as Rush West is 35 years old, and you now kind of feel like his journey is just becoming indicative of the fact that he's over the hill. I don't know that I completely agree with that. I didn't love all the Clippers moves last year. He was in the starting lineup before they traded for James Harden. If you listen to this show for any length of time during basketball season, you know how I feel about James Harden. And so Russ's numbers obviously went down, but as the sixth man, they still relied on him for his defense. And he was in that sixth man role when the Clippers had their best stretch of last year. But yeah, average career lows when it came to assists and when it came to minutes. But still can get up and down the court, still has a ferocious and tenacious approach to hoops, and is still a guy that plays with an edge. And that I appreciate. He's got a lot of wisdom. He's got a lot of experience. He can be a great complementary player. You're not looking for him to shoot 10 threes a game, James Harden. You're not looking for him to be your number one or number two or even number three offensive option. And it's not something the Nuggets need from him. Now, can he score by driving to the lane? Sure. Can he dunk on a fast break? Sure. Can he throw an alley-oop pass? Yeah. So there are a lot of skills that he can use offensively, but what the Nuggets are looking for is a guy who can handle the ball, a guy who can drive the bus, so to speak, and a guy who can play some defense. And so I like this move, and I think it's pretty cool that it was Nikola Jokic that was front and center about getting Russell Westbrook as their help in the backcourt. So yeah, that's one piece, one domino that drops in what's been a relatively quiet, I want to say completely quiet, basketball silly season or off season, but it didn't have a ton of splash. I mean, Paul George and the Sixers, that was a big deal. Klay Thompson leaving the Warriors, that was a big deal. Actually had the chance to do about a half hour interview. We'll call it a conversation. It wasn't really just me as an interview, but I got to weigh in with Charlie Walter on the Locked On Warriors podcast. Now, I don't want to give it away because it has yet to be released. I think it's coming out maybe today, Friday. But it was kind of fun to just for a half hour do nothing but talk about the Warriors and my thoughts about Klay and that core breaking up and Draymond Green. I've decided the Draymond Green Draymond Green is a godfather of sorts, but I'm not going to tell you why. You're going to have to listen to the podcast. And then one of the fun questions that we kind of was spitballing, though I did have a name that I was pretty proud of: who becomes the next cornerstone for the Golden State Warriors? Who does Steph Curry pass the torch to? This current contract that he has runs until he's 38. Maybe he signs another deal. Obviously still can shoot the lights out, and we know he's become more durable. He's a guy that has learned how to navigate the rigors of an 82-game regular season and into the playoffs. But are the Warriors in a place where they're kind of in basketball purgatory, meaning they're not good enough to be a championship contender, at least as currently constituted, but they're not bad enough to be a lottery pick? Sometimes I kind of feel like that no man's land where you're irrelevant is worse than being one of the extremes. But I do think that with the young guys that we saw last year, that they should give them another year to develop, see how they can come together, see if Andrew Wiggins can play the entire season. He was missing for a good portion of last year. I like the Buddy Hield pickup. He's in his early 30s. He also is a terrific three-point shooter. Maybe not going to give you what you got from Klay Thompson when he was at his height, but still someone else they could put in the backcourt with Steph Curry and then see what happens with these other young guys. But he did ask me who could be the next Warriors cornerstone. And I dropped quite a name on him to the point where he was cheering. Now, I don't know if it's possible. See, I wish I could give it away. Maybe when the podcast is released, then I'll let you hear what I had to say, or I'll just repeat it here on the air. But yeah, it's definitely interesting to think about some of the moves, but all the speculation now in July doesn't do us a damn bit of good because the season doesn't start until late October.
You could definitely
do
a whole segment on the Warriors. I mean, like, the fact that, I know we're kind of getting up against it here, but the fact that the Warriors had the lottery pick when they had the injuries, the season they had all the injuries, then he ended up with the lottery pick.
And he's not even there anymore. And,
yeah, with Wiseman, it was like, oh boy, here they go. They're gifted a top pick, and they have Steph, Clay, Draymond. Like, it's like, they're just going to reload here. And then they got Kuminga, another top draft pick. And it really hasn't worked out, which has kind of been, like, incredible. I remember when that happened, I was like, oh my gosh, they're setting the Warriors up. The Warriors are going to be set. They're going to be literally the next dynasty. And again, they were a dynasty. But I'm like, this is going to go on the next 7 years.
They did the nosedive.
Great players.
Right. Yeah. They did the nosedive and they got those two players. Obviously, Wiseman is not with them anymore. And I mean, that, I don't think it was a bad pick. That's why you just never know. But Kuminga, they really like. Now, the start of his career was short-circuited by the injuries, but they really like him now. More and more you're hearing about Kuminga. They love Brandon Podziemski. That's another one. He's only 21 years old. Trayce Jackson-Davis is another one that paired with Klay Thompson. They thought he made incredible strides last year. Lots of athleticism and offensive talent. So I kind of feel like you give it another year, see how these young guys develop. Who's their draft pick, too, that they really like? He's a 7-footer, actually. Quentin, maybe? Don't quote me on that, but they really like the draft pick as well. They feel like he's got mobility along with being a 7-footer, and that he could be a piece that they just haven't really had a ton in their, you know, in this kind of current iteration of the Warriors. But yeah, they're not wanting to be a lottery ticket. They really had to get underneath that luxury tax threshold, though. That was the mandate by Joe Lacob, that he didn't want to be paying the extraordinary penalties that come with being over that salary cap. So that was kind of the issue. Now they're in a better place financially, but what are they going to get from Andrew Wiggins this season, and how do those younger guys come along? And also, wow, it looks different without Klay Thompson. And I think that's Quentin Post, who is a post at 7-footer. That's too easy. No. His name is Post, and he's a post. All right. And on that note, this Friday morning. All right, so I'm seeing some of your updates, your posts, and I want to pass them along because this is so random. What is a cybersecurity company's update that then translated into a Microsoft glitch, which is now affecting some airports, not all, some airlines, not all, some media companies, a bunch of us, banks, hospitals, some 911 centers, not all. It's really strange. So I just saw this from William on our Facebook page. Taking my mother to the airport in 20 minutes. He's in the wonderful land of Cleveland. Yay. She's flying to LA. So far, United has not canceled her flight and sent her a text message saying, "We'll see you soon." He says, "I'll keep you posted." Thank you. Yes, please keep us posted. I'm getting a ton of your messages from all over the country. Always enjoy hearing from the peeps in Northeast Ohio, including the Youngstown area. That's where my mom's whole side of the family is from. And Ron says, sounding good in Youngstown, 96.7. Oh, and he likes the new producer. I mean, let's not get carried away here, but...
Wow,
I'm teasing. You know, jeez. I'm just stop
wow.
it.
Wow, isn't it supposed to be a feel good Friday?
Wow. Well, I mean, it feels wow. good for people who don't have their flights canceled.
Hey, isn't this a reality check? Like, good thing we all don't run on the same thing. Like, imagine like all these banks, all these airlines, all relied on the same network. Like,
yeah.
This would be really,
media
really
companies.
Bad. Yes. Yeah. Imagine they were all on the same network. This would be very bad.
Yeah. So something, I have no idea if this has to do with the cyber issues and the computer issues, but we're hearing from our listeners in the Boston area or New England who listen on WEEI. Now, there is a flagship in Boston, and then they've got a bunch of other affiliates in places like Rhode Island, New Hampshire, la, la, la. So typically, WEEI cuts us off in this final hour around 5:20 a.m. Eastern time. Sometimes it's closer to 5:30, and then they air highlights from their morning show. So I was wondering, because you and I know a lot of stations are automated, and they will take a cue and then something else will fire and they'll cut away from us at times. But he says the transition didn't happen, so we're still on the air in Boston. So good morning, Boston. Good morning, New England. I'm glad to have you with us for a few extra minutes this morning. Here's another post on Facebook. She's in Vancouver, Washington. Hearing you very well. Thanks for the info on the global IT outage. This is Maggie. She says, we experienced it at work. People were not able to use their payment cards if it was a swipe or a chip, only a tap. What? Is that not random? That is completely random. Spoke with a gentleman whose sister works at the airport. That's how he heard about the IT outage. She always enjoys listening to the show. So for the most part, there are some places where we've heard that you haven't been able to listen to the show, or that you heard the show but not the commercials, which, I mean, it's sad for our corporate partners, but not our problem, really, not our department. And so we're glad that it seems like most of you actually have been able to hear the show, and that is great confirmation. Lots on SiriusXM, lots of you on the Odyssey app, lots of you can't figure out what's going on, and so you're offering ideas like, oh, maybe it's this, maybe it's this. A few people actually said, maybe it's a sunspot. Maybe it's some type of a power surge that has to do with the sun. Nope, I don't think that's it.
I don't think so.
It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence. Yeah, it's weird because on one side of me, the computer is completely black. So we've got a black screen. Same computer, different monitor on the other side is up and running. It's odd. Now, I know you've gotten phone calls in the control room. Have you seen any listeners try to call in?
I've had a few. I've had a few. I've answered, and then they're just kind of like telling me, oh, I got connection. I'm like, you want to get on? They're like, no, just want to let you know that we hear you here. I'm like, all right, thank you very much for listening. And that was that.
All right, so the phones are working. We just haven't had people who want to be on the air. Gotcha.
That is correct. They're just letting you know that they're here and they're listening. I've had a few.
Chris says, I'm in Charleston, South Carolina, heading to work after hearing about the issues, but seriously thinking of turning around and going home. I mean, I suppose you could say the computer system at my house reset. I overslept. My alarm didn't go off. Oh, if you have an Apple Watch or some other type of technology, although Apple and Microsoft, they're not connected, right? So, oh, never mind. You Apple people, I don't like Apple products, except for my iPod Nano. It's orange. I've had it 15 years. It's amazing. I don't have any other Apple products, but I know you Apple people, you're probably insulated on this morning, at least this time. So yeah, we're getting posts from all over the country, from Canada as well. Thank you so much for listening and hanging out with us. I know many of you are also experiencing different technical issues, and I can imagine they're even more frustrating or maybe even more dire than what we're dealing with here. It is funny, though, because a couple of our morning guys came in and sat down at the two computers that just happened to be still connected. What we are finding out, though, and Colton and I were talking about this earlier, the computers are not communicating with each other, right? So they're each now individual computer systems as opposed to being connected. And that certainly has something to do with the cloud and whatever else. But those of you who don't have dreaded blue screens, count yourself lucky.
Definitely count yourself lucky. Hey, speaking of another caller, I had Greg from Jacksonville says, loud and clear, down in the home of the Jaguars.
Duval. I learned that.
You like their jerseys? You like the throwback jerseys that just came out yesterday?
I do. I actually think the Jacksonville colors are sweet. I'm weird in that way. I also love the bright neon green that the Seattle Seahawks use randomly. I think that's kind of fun, too. I'm big into colors. So yes, thanks again for all of you that are listening. It's good to know that many of you are just fine and wouldn't have even known if we hadn't have told you. Others of you either got sent home or can't do your jobs or are worried about heading to the airport. But yeah, we're with you. And I'm certainly hoping that this only is a minor interruption. Doc blames AI. AI has deemed the humans as a threat. Well, I laugh, and yet I guess at some point that could be a possibility, right? Where AI takes over the universe. It becomes so smart that it just has a mind of its own and then starts to wipe out the humans who are a threat. I mean, I can't even deal with. Let me see if I can see an update really quickly before we get off the air here. I know it's a lot of reaction to earlier in the week. And all right, here we go. This is good. People are still finding out. Chuck Swirsky, who is the longtime radio play-by-play voice of the Chicago Bulls, sitting at an airport in Ottawa. Apparently, there's a shutdown of flights, ? So, yeah, there's a lot of people that don't know yet and are going to find out. And so I beg you, if you're supposed to be heading to the airport, please check first. This comes from News 12 in New Jersey. A widespread Microsoft outage is wreaking havoc across cyberspace, disrupting flights, banks, security systems, and media companies. So there's another one. Yeah, people are waking up and finding out that this is a major issue. And we're trying to warn them. I feel like we've done our civic duty. You know how some radio stations, local stations, a couple hours a week, they have to do civic programming. It's free. It's like pro bono, some type of a program that's supposed to assist or provide info to the community. Yeah, we just did that. We did our civic duty, Colton. You were part of it.
We did our part.
How do you feel? Are you nervous about the train?
It's on my mind now. Show's over.
Okay, well, if you get stuck in a tunnel, just call me. I'll come get you.
Oh, yeah. I'll call
with a flashlight, I'll find you, Colton. I'll find you. Be careful. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoop.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.